Thomas Way. As veterans know, and newcomers will learn, the Michelle Thomas Method has some very firm, as well as surprising, ground rules. Let me share these with you, as Michelle Thomas did, right up front, so that we can make the most of this opportunity to build your Spanish vocabulary and proficiency the Michelle Thomas way. The first ground rule is essential: to relax. If you're tense, you cannot enjoy learning, and you'll miss that sense of excitement and accomplishment that this method would otherwise provide. The second ground rule is equally important: never try to remember. If you want to learn the Michelle Thomas way, you must avoid old habits, that urge to memorize, to expect rote drills, to take notes, to do homework. Just don't. Ground rule number three, take your time and think things through before you respond. And last but not least, ground rule number four, you must participate. Interact. Never just listen passively. Michelle Thomas knew that following these ground rules was the best way to learn another language. And as he said, what you understand, you know, and what you know, you will not forget. Now, learning vocabulary is not the same as learning structure, but we will do it the Michelle Thomas way. In this Spanish vocabulary course, you will participate as a third member of a very special group made up of two native speakers, one with a Spanish accent, Roberta, the other with a Latin American one, Roberto. As Michelle Thomas explained, the differences in accent are rather minor. Barcelona, Barcelona, razón, razón. So do not worry about this. Just do your part to interact actively with us as we reinforce the new concepts and vocabulary that I will be introducing throughout the course. Here's how this course is designed. First, I will introduce a new concept, word, or phrase. Then I will ask you to create your own response by prompting you with, "How do you say?" Whenever you hear me ask you this, hit the pause button. This will give you plenty of time to work out your answer. Please be sure to take as much time as you need. Think things through before you respond. And then respond out loud. Once you have responded, hit the pause button again to continue, and you will hear the correct response that the native speakers or that I will repeat. But in any case, you may want to go back over sections you find tricky at your own convenience. So relax. You will surprise yourself with just how much Spanish you already know or are able to use when you interact with us. And if you're unsure, just repeat a section. It's perfectly all right to review before moving on. In fact, at every stage, Michelle Thomas designed his courses so that it was impossible to move on before you had understood and internalized what he was teaching. One last observation here. As Michelle Thomas told us, a large percentage of English vocabulary is very similar to Spanish, and with a few key transformations, you can create well over 2,000 words. He also told us that our vocabulario activo is very limitado in any language, that 500 to 1,500 words in Spanish will make it posible for you to comunicar en español. This course, which is divided into three segments, presents over 1,000 words or phrases that in many cases you already know or are just waiting for you to transformar them into Español. The first segment teaches over 24 transformaciones designed to unlock that Spanish vocabulario that you already know as an English speaker. The second focuses on reviewing structure. Based on verbs that you have already used in the Michelle Thomas Spanish courses, plus new ones you will learn here. The third and final course segment shares some common everyday Spanish expressions and helpful hints to help you build your proficiency and self-confidence as you venture forth with your newly enhanced Spanish. I am happy, indeed honored, to be your coach as we set out on our adventures in learning Spanish vocabulary the Michelle